When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hello, welcome to Above Deck, a Below Deck Breakdown podcast. I'm Sarah Goldman, a photographer living in Charleston, South Carolina. And with me is my college roommate and co-host, Kelly.
Hi, I'm Kelly Busby, a former radio host and current volleyball mom, coming to you from my home studio in Columbus. Together, we hosted the Socks with Sandals radio show on WFAL in Bowling Green, Ohio. And we are back again this week to discuss Below Deck and our love of all things Bravo.
Today, we'll be discussing Below Deck Season 11, Episode 11, Royal Rumble.
Here's your recap.
Everyone notices Ben's flirtation with Paris. Ben chooses Sunny for leadership role, and Captain Carrie helps with the Fraser-Barbie conflict. New guests arrive, and an argument at dinner makes things awkward. Dylan is upset about Ben's choice for the lead deckhand. Sarah, this was an interesting episode. What did you think?
It was. A lot happened. Yeah. I was very proud of Barbie this episode. She really turned things around, turned over a new leaf. I will say that.
Yeah. Let's go, Barbie. You got this.
So the episode picks up. They're still at the beach club, the not so fun day off.
Yeah.
Barbie's crying. She's talking to her mom. She wants to go home. And Anthony goes and tells Fraser and Xandy, you know, what's going on. And they could care less. And Xandy even says, I'll help you pack.
This was a lot to take in the first few minutes of the show because there was so much going on, and Anthony's eavesdropping, but not in a bad way. And
yeah,
I kind of felt like Fraser and Xandy were being mean girls.
Yeah.
I mean, for sure. I know it's a rough situation, but it's just starting to feel a bit catty.
Yeah. Anytime you have three, it's like so easy for two people to gang up on the third one. Yeah. Kyle is talking to Barbie and he tells her, you know, don't quit. You're not a quitter. And meanwhile, Ben continues to admire and flirt with Paris.
She was almost accosted by Ben. it came right out. Like when he saw her all dressed up and everything.
Uh-huh. He could not help himself.
Oh, I know. And Sunny, she's not having it.
Mm-mm. No, she's not happy. So everyone heads to dinner and Barbie decides during the toast, it would be a good time to point out the elephant of the room that she and Fraser are not getting along. And Everyone feels very awkward in this moment.
Yeah. I really liked everyone's reactions during their green screens. Mm-hmm. But Kyle was like, it was just very passive aggressive. And it was just all super awkward and unnecessary.
Yeah, I kind of appreciate that she just got it out there, but apparently if you were there, it was uncomfortable.
Oh, dear.
So Ben asks Sunny to talk away from the table, and they are trying to define their relationship, and Ben is more on the side of, we're just dropping anchor, and I like you, and she's more on the side of, we are dating, or something.
Or at least, like, somewhat serious with each other, right?
Yeah.
Because they're being rather close to one another, but this was awkward too. And I feel like they're constantly having the same conversation over and over again. But funny thing, did you notice when Ben and Sunny got up to go chat, Paris was right with them and Sunny was like, no, just us. So, I don't think Paris meant anything by it. And it was just pretty good luck with production that that actually got to happen. But it did make me giggle.
Yeah, it was kind of awkward. So in the vans on the way back to the boat, everyone's saying how they noticed how much Ben was touching Paris, you know, on this beach day. And Paris says she's used to it. Everyone touches her bottom.
I'm not really sure that's a good thing, Miss Paris.
Yeah, maybe you should have a problem with this.
Yeah.
So Sunny climbs into Barbie's bunk on the boat, and Barbie says, "It's okay, you can cry." And this is a very sweet, tender moment. And yeah. Barbie says, "Tomorrow is going to be weird. I'm totally getting fired."
This was a sweet moment between the two of them. Not Barbie feeling that she's going to be fired the next day, but I do have a quick question. How big is Barbie's bunk? Because it feels like you could always have at least two people in there very comfortably.
Yeah. Some of these bunks do look a little bit like wider than a twin. Wider. I've noticed. But also, these are tiny people, so maybe it just looks
that is true. Way. That is a good point.
So the next day, Fraser goes to talk to Captain Carey about Barbie. He wants to fire her based on insubordination. Like, he has made up his mind when he goes in there. And Captain Carey kind of slows him down, says, "Well, if that happens, you know, we need to find somebody else first." And then he talks to him kind of about being a better leader. And Captain Carey plans to kind of hover around this next charter so he can really be a fly on the wall, see more what's going on.
I think that's a good idea. And unfortunately, he hasn't had to do, there wasn't a need for him to be there as often now, but now there is. So
yeah,
that is always my argument, though. When people want to fire someone, to please have somebody ready in the wings and ready to jump in the moment you let the other person go. It's only fair to your team. I've had this conversation with multiple members of my, like, managers of mine, like, please don't fire them yet.
Please
have somebody here bodies. First, please.
Definitely. So Sunny and Ben have yet another chat, and they agree that they are a quote thing. And Sunny says she's not open to them dropping anchor with other people. And I think Ben agrees, but he doesn't really say anything at that point.
They did say that they were on the same page. My question is, what page? Because this was a very, it was such a confusing and non-committal statement.
I know. Yeah.
That I have no idea what they were really talking about.
Yeah. So Paris and Zandy are getting along really well. This is good to see. Sandy likes that she knows how to do laundry, and she's really funny.
Bonus. I like the friendship they're forming. It's fun.
Me too. Captain Carey talks to Barbie off the boat. I always appreciate when they do things off the boat.
Yeah.
It's like, let's get out of the workplace and just like have a moment.
Yeah.
And the talk seems really productive, I think. She seems like she's ready to walk the walk.
I hope so.
And then Captain Carey tells Fraser that he should go have a talk with her now. And they actually have a pretty good talk. And she says, "Don't fire me." And he says, "I'll try not to."
I think this will go well. I really do. I think they have the fresh start, clean slate, whatever other buzzwords you want to throw in there. And hopefully they'll finish this season as a strong group.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Because Barbie is good at her job. She
absolutely
is. So if she can fix the attitude, we will have a strong rest of the season, I think.
Absolutely.
Ben is still trying to decide about lead deckhand.
what could possibly go wrong with his choices?
I know.
He is weighing between Dylan and Sunny.
At this point, who were you thinking he was going to choose? I thought Dylan.
Oh, did you?
I did.
I don't know. I don't know because like they both have really good qualities. So I was thinking, well, you know, Sunny makes sense because she's been on the boat longer. She's worked with the group longer.
Yeah.
She's eager to learn and she listens.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Dylan, we still don't know anything.
Yeah, it's true. He has not been there very long. Okay. Yeah. The preference sheet meeting. We have Carmen Felder from DC. Do you remember her? She was a primary on the last season of Down Under.
Just like the PR firm.
Yes. PR firm. Yes. So she and her boyfriend Ray want to be referred to as King and Queen by the crew.
Okay. Hey.
Sure. All right.
Your trip.
Brandon is going to be there again. Do you remember he was the one that went swimming off the boat and Captain Jason got really mad?
Yes.
I can't remember what the girl's name was that went swimming with him, but she was the one that said, "It's a full moon, bitch."
Forget anyway. This group did have a lot of good one-liners.
Yeah. So it said on her preference sheet that she was coming with a different group of friends this time, but Brandon is the same. I don't know if anybody else is the same or not, but I think maybe she didn't bring the one girl that was so crazy last time. I'm not sure. Okay, so these are what the things they want. They want a beach picnic, and then they want to have a movie premiere night with a red carpet. All right, sounds fun.
Okay, cute.
The next day, Ben chooses Sonny as lead deckhand, and he tells Captain Carey, and Captain Carey's like, all right, good choice, solid.
Yeah.
And Ben knows that it's going to cause some friction with Dylan. And when he does announce it, Dylan is surprised, but he does act supportive of Sunny, at least to her face.
Yeah. You could, it was hard for him. And you could tell, like, I'll play poker with him any day of the week. Like, you could just tell everything. But this is kind of big because Captain Carey does not know about Sunny and Ben and their droppings of anchors. So it's going to be very interesting if he finds that out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
for sure. Or can you imagine if he didn't know and then he's watching this season like, oh dear, this is very awkward. Yeah. Okay. So the guests arrive except for Brandon, who missed his flight.
Okay.
Captain Carey gives the primaries crowns when they come on board. This is cute. And the boat leaves the dock and the drinks are flowing. And somebody says, the drinks are flowing and we start hoeing.
Okay, let's
and
do it.
And someone else said, land ho.
They're funny. I like, it's just fun. Like they're having fun.
Yeah. So Anthony is planning a Mexican lunch with lots of vegetables. The camera pans down immediately to a preference sheet that says no seafood, no vegetables, no spice. So, I know.
Chef, this is not starting off well.
No. Sonny asks Ben what kind of dog he would be, and he says a Labrador, and Sonny says she would be a Golden Retriever, and then Ben starts rubbing her neck, and Dylan, his eyes, like, cut to the camera for a second, kind of like the on The Office.
Yes, I died. But, so I thought Captain said you really need to talk to Dylan before you announce it. Didn't he say that?
I thought so, too. Yeah.
So he didn't do it yet?
He apparently didn't do it. I think he should have done it either right before or right after. Been like, hey, Dylan, can we talk for a second? Because he could have made things okay, Ben.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Ugh.
So lunchtime. This girl's name is Tiffany. Not Tiffany, but Tiffany with a P, I think.
Okay.
She doesn't eat fish, and Anthony does not have a dish for her that doesn't have fish. So he quickly whips up a Caesar salad. By the way, she also hates vegetables.
Which is what a Caesar salad is.
Right. Also, Caesar salad has anchovy paste in it. So more fish. she's kind of choking it down, but she's struggling. Like, she doesn't like this.
That was such a big miss on his part. Like, a double miss.
Yeah.
I'm worried.
Read the preference sheets. Me too. Okay, now it's water sports time, and then Barbie and Carey go to pick up Brandon at the dock. And Ben, Sonny, and Kyle accidentally see the primaries dropping anchor in their room through the window.
Oh my gosh. Can't the primaries hear, like, them sitting outside talking about them? Or do you think that was their goal?
I mean, that's what Sonny said. She thought they were like voyeurs or whatever.
I mean, hey, you know, to each his own. Have fun, man.
Okay, dinner time. Ray does not like the ceviche and he pushes it away. And Fraser tells Anthony, these guests like McDonald's and Burger King and they will not be adventurous with what they eat. I mean, who doesn't love McDonald's? Let me just say that first of all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, in Chef's defense, How would he have known that they were non-adventurous until really their first meal?
Right.
Now, like, because it, if you just say, like, I don't like shrimp, I don't like fish, I don't like this, that he's going to create something
Yeah.
fun and nice to
Yeah.
the level that you want instead of
Yeah, or
having
just say we
DoorDash
like
bring
very
over food.
simple, you know, we're meat and potatoes type people, like say something like that. But yeah, they were all eyeing that mac and cheese. They all wanted that, I think. So Paris is on service tonight so Fraser can really see how she works. And Barbie is in cabins, and her attitude has been great so far this charter.
I'm really rooting for Barbie. I think she's going to turn a corner, and I really think that this is, she needed this. She needed to have her breakdown and to keep moving. So let's go, Barbie. Let's go.
Definitely. So Dylan tells Barbie and Paris his frustration with not being chosen as lead deckhand.
He's telling everyone who will listen that he is not happy. He's going over his credentials with everyone and all that fun stuff. It's like he's trying to give his interview, you know, with his CV and everything. But you know, like I said, so Sunny has worked on this super yacht for a few weeks longer than Dylan. So she kind of knows how it works and she knows how Ben and Kyle work. I'm not saying Dylan isn't knowledgeable or he doesn't have the creds, but Ben is going to pick. Is going with the strongest person who he's worked for longer than 4 or 5 days.
Exactly. And did you notice how the past few charters, anytime Ben would go talk to Captain Carey about kind of the plan for docking or
Yeah,
undocking,
Sunny was
he
with
brought
him.
Sunny up there. So it's like he was kind of planning this for a while.
I think he took it, he thought through very hard. It wasn't
Yeah,
a
I think so.
hastily made decision.
Yeah, but maybe don't, you know, sleep with people right away and then you won't have to be in such a pickle.
Oh,
I was
Ben.
talking about this with someone yesterday. I worked on boats for years. Even when I was a single person, I never looked at my coworkers that way. And I was young
Well,
and in my 20s, like, you
yeah.
know,
But
I
y'all were
just,
stinky like fish, right?
well, that's true too. That's true. That's a good
You
point.
were not a super
We were
yacht.
not
You were
a
on a
super yacht.
research vessel.
Okay, maybe that was it. I don't know. I don't know. I've just never looked at coworkers that way.
Well, I think that's, yeah. That's.
So at dinner, Brandon gets into it with Ray about a drag show, and Ray didn't want to be there. He didn't really know what he was walking into. And it turns into like a race talk and gay talk and just it, no.
The conversation turned so heavy so quick. And, you know, everybody on the crew is kind of mingling around to kind of hear what's going on, but at the same time, they don't want to be a part of it. But I understood both sides of the arguments that were shared. You know, nobody wants to walk in blind to something and whatever it may be. But
But they weren't really listening to each other because it was just
oh,
the same
no.
argument like over and over again.
Oh,
And
yeah. No, it
I
was.
am remembering that Brandon got into it big with somebody at a meal last season on Down Under. Like, I remember there being a big fight that was kind of stupid.
Well, alcohol laced and
So in general, the crew is all getting along really well. And I think that day off, even though maybe it wasn't that relaxing, really did them some good.
yeah, I think
By the
so.
way, have you seen on Instagram all the videos and pictures of them tubing? Like the crew on their day off did this big tubing thing. And apparently they gave Kyle and Dylan these bathing suits that dissolve in water.
I'm sorry. Wait, what?
I
They
know.
had dissolving bathing suits, and the below deck producers denied us of this
I
action.
know. You know, I always delete the like never before seen episodes, but I think I'm gonna tune in just to see if we can get a
To
little
see if we
clip
have
of
any.
that.
It would be fun to see the non-pool stuff.
I agree. So Paris gives Ben a heads up about Dylan talking to people about the whole lead deckhand thing. And we already said this, but Ben should have talked to Dylan right away to
Absolutely.
explain his decision.
Tsk, tsk, tsk. Should have done it right away.
So Ben does speak to Dylan for just a minute, like before bedtime, but he pretty much just says, you know, we'll talk about it in the morning.
Yeah, that's good.
Great.
Let's let Dylan stew all
I
night and
know.
just like have the conversation in his head 1,000 times. That's fine.
Let's get him all worked up and we'll talk tomorrow. So
we'll talk at 6 a.m. tomorrow.
God. Meanwhile, Brandon is still upset about this conversation at the dinner table, and I'm just bored with this storyline.
Yeah, there's just... Yeah, it has to go.
Everybody arguing just to argue.
Yeah.
Anthony is searching for an ice cream scoop, so I guess dinner is still not over, even though people are starting to leave the table.
How does he not have serving utensils? I mean...
He's so disorganized, he doesn't know where anything is.
I mean, Kyle's down there helping him out and stuff, but... I'm just so confused. Like,
mm-hmm. And Fraser's confused and worried too. He's worried about Anthony's ability to even finish this season.
Yeah.
And this is where the episode ends, but we do get a preview for next week, and it looks like there's going to be a Barbie and Kyle hookup potentially.
Ooh, that's exciting.
Yes.
Kyle has grown on me a lot.
Kyle?
Yes.
Yeah, he's fun. He's a bit of fresh air for sure. And I like him and Barbie together. I think that's kind of fun. It kind of
keeps her
a little lighter.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Now it's time for our segment, Chief Steward Fraser's Fun with Phrases.
What a horrible group of people.
Which one of these Fraser quotes was your favorite this week, Kelly?
Okay.
Number one, 10 o'clock. Are we this fun? Good for us, actually. Number two, just another day in paradise.
Yep.
Number three, the guests want to be called king and queen. It's a bit of an insult to the monarchy. However, the monarchy is not paying me, so I'll do it. Number four, Brandon is upset because I don't know and I don't care. That's it.
I'm going to choose number one. 10 o'clock. Are we this fun? Good for us, actually. Because that, like, that
speaks to you. Heard.
That speaks to me a lot. Yeah.
Yeah. That was us at BravoCon. Really, like, 8 o'clock. Good for us, actually.
Good for us. We're still out. Okay. Let's take a quick break. And when we come back, it'll be time for Hot Tub Combo. Thank you to Stream to See for sponsoring this episode. Stream to See is a personal care company committed to making a difference. By choosing Stream to See, you're opting for safer skincare, and you're supporting a brand that prioritizes the environment, from the ingredients they choose to the packaging they use.
And big news for our listeners in Europe, you can now get Stream to See products across the pond. Stream to See is the only mineral-based sunscreen on the planet that's been proven safe for fresh and saltwater fishes and coral larvae.
Besides sunscreen, Stream to See offers hair care, body care, and after sun products. I personally love the Everyday Mineral Sunscreen and Hydrate Lip Balms.
For 10% off your order, go to stream2c.com and use code ABOVEDECK. That's stream, the number 2, C, .com and use code above deck. And if you're in Europe, go to streamtosee.net and use the very same code above deck. It's time for Hot Tub Convo, where we discuss what's happening with our favorite Below Deck cast members.
Sarah.
Yes.
We were on a Bravo commercial last week.
Yes, we were.
It's us screaming during our Captain Jason surprise at BravoCon.
Yeah. Out of context, it's like, what are they freaking out about?
But it was so amazing because I could see him coming through the curtain at that time.
Yeah, and we have not seen this clip yet, so that was really fun for us, because I have no memory of what we did when he walked in.
None. Nope.
Maybe Annie told you this, but she DM'd me that she saw another clip of us, not that one.
Oh, did she?
Yeah.
I haven't heard this.
There's something in the works. Something else. I really can't wait until we see, like, the whole, like, surprise and everything. I think that's going to be so funny.
We're so lucky we kind of have an in with Annie.
I know. Thank you, Annie.
she works for this big media group, and we're like, she's like drilled down into the segment that we absolutely follow and adore and stalk in a way. So
yeah,
love you, Annie.
So fun fact, Natalia from Below Deck Med and Paris went to high school together.
Get out. That's fun. That fun.
Yeah.
Are they still buds?
I think so. I think they like posted some stuff when Paris got announced on Below Deck. So yeah, awesome. I think they're buddies.
Jill and Barbie made a funny Instagram video last week where Barbie pretends to be the primary and Jill is the stew serving Diet Coke. Barbie asks for nugget ice and says the Coke isn't cold enough. And then Heather McDonald comes in and says she's not even the primary.
This was fun. So apparently Barbie and Jill have gotten over their, you know, friction. Because you remember all the terrible things Barbie said about Jill in the episode, you know? And yeah, apparently they're over it. And, you know, Barbie has not been our number one fan lately.
No.
Because we said she was spinning one episode.
Yeah, she didn't like that.
Like, wait, so Barbie, you can forgive Jill Zarin for being such a nightmare, but you can't forgive us for saying you're spinning? Okay, just curious. We can't offer all the things Jill Zarin can offer, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. I cannot do a fraction of what Jill can do, but that's okay. That's fine. We're here. We're having fun.
Yes. So speaking of Heather McDonald, she and Barbie, she had Barbie and Jill on her podcast, Juicy Scoop. Okay. And they recorded it before the second episode aired.
Oh, okay.
So here are my takeaways from the episode. Barbie completely threw her coworkers under the bus for everything that went wrong, specifically Zandi and Frasier. She said everything was Zandi's fault, you know, that went on in the interior, because that's what she's in charge of, like with the rooms, and Frasier should have done this and he should have done that. Jill said Captain Carey made her an honorary captain on this charter and gave her 4 stripes.
Oh, that's fun.
And Jill said they tipped $30,000, $10,000 per night.
Wait.
And she said she knew by the way they edited it, it was going to make them look like they were cheap and that they only tipped $20,000.
Why
I don't know.
Do
something
that?
About 3 days versus 2 days. I don't really know. But
okay.
Anyway, she's trying to make a point about that. So she did say she was 100% herself, which I believe. And she thought people would get that she's an older Jewish mother with lots of advice to give.
Is that a thing?
Apparently. I think she even wrote a book called, like, I don't know, something about a Jewish mother. Advice from a Jewish mother. I don't know. I mean, I would love to spend time with Jill. And I would take all of her advice. I'm just going to throw that out there. So after the charter, Jill sent Frasier a list of improvements that they could make, like going forward.
Oh, like a survey. Okay.
Yeah. She kind of said, you know, when you stay at an Airbnb, like you maybe don't want to write negative stuff in the comments, but maybe you let the host know, here's some ways you could improve.
Okay.
So she thought that she and Frasier were on good terms, but then he kept telling everyone in interviews that she was the worst charter guest all season.
Yikes.
And apparently Jill asked Frasier to put out a statement, you know, when she's getting all this hate online, just put out a statement of support about her, but he did not.
Oh, dear.
She also said she has a doorbell at her house in the Hamptons, you know, like for out by the pool.
That's Jill, that is your house. You do you. That is fantastic. Yeah. And I'm sure your house is bigger than their yacht. So
for sure.
Yeah.
And she did say that one time they were left at the table for 45 minutes with nobody coming by. 45 minutes.
That's a long time.
That does not. I mean, that is a very long time. It just doesn't seem possible. 45 minutes. I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know if I believe that or not. It sounds like a bit of an exaggeration.
I mean, I do believe they were left alone for long periods of time.
Mm-hmm.
45 minutes is like an episode of a TV show on Netflix.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Huh. Or Below Deck without the commercials.
That's right. It's time for our segment, Join Me in the Wheelhouse, where we decide who needs to see Captain Carey for a stern talking to. Sarah, who do you choose this week?
This week, I'm going to call Ben for not pulling Dylan aside either before or immediately after he announced Sonny as lead deckhand. think Absolutely. That could have resolved a lot of issues.
Benjamin, let's go.
Get up here. That's it for this week's episode of Above Deck. Please subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Google Podcasts, and please tell a friend. And rate and review us, 5 stars only.
Please follow us on Instagram at Above Deck Pod. You can email or leave us a voice memo at abovedeckpod@gmail.com. Until next week, I'm Kelly Busby.
And I'm Sarah Goldman. Thanks for joining us.
A Huda Media Production.
You do anything fun this weekend?
Yeah, we have like a home and design show that's in town Ooh. At the convention center. So I'm going to go to with a friend and we're going to listen to like a garden talk and a bathroom remodeling talk.
Is this where we are in our lives?
Mm-hmm. Oh, you know, Home Depot, a little Bed Bath & Beyond.
I don't know. I just don't know what the day's going to give us.